Mun china tam radio wai gual ngai zo sie hol nuam le ngai nuam.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, welcome to the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm sure in the morning you have had a lovely celebration of the Eucharist and the homily of today taken from chapter 14 of St. Luke's Gospel. It is about humility, humbling ourselves before God and before men, before one another. The Lord is the summit of humility. I would equal Jesus as humility incarnated. I hope I am not making a dangerous theological statement. The Lord Jesus, I would like to paint him as humility incarnated. The Lord himself said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." In his lifetime, Jesus showed humility at its best. His own humility was an example to the disciples and the leaders of his time. In fact, in the Old Testament, Moses is painted as a very humble man. Imagine the man who worked miracles, who brought the 10 plagues to Egypt, led the people from Egypt to the promised land, although he himself did not reach the promised land. But all through, Moses was seen as a most humble man. Well, our gospel of today is not about Moses, but on the humble Jesus and what he himself taught about humility. It's from chapter 14 of St. Luke's Gospel, verse 1. We start with verse 1. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Now, this good man, this Pharisee, must have invited Jesus because he loved Jesus. Maybe he loved listening to the preaching of Jesus. Perhaps they were friends. Let's also grant that Jesus had meal and party or togetherness with the higher ups of his time. The priests, then the Levites, and the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, heads of tax collectors. He was in the company of, if you like, the big shots, the big men of his time. And in today's gospel, it's very clear that he is in the house of a leading Pharisee who invited him on a Sabbath day for a meal. A meal means wine is there. So eating and drinking, literally eating and drinking. And the Lord loved dinners. And he himself threw a lavish last supper for his 12 apostles. So the Lord is fully human. The Lord is fully divine. And in today's gospel, we see him dining in a Pharisee's house. Great story. Now we jump to verse 7. That is the theme of the day. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. So, he is in a banquet, and I'm sure so many other big people are there. Rich people, perhaps heads of tax collectors are there. The banquet hall is full. And now, they are watching closely how Jesus will eat, how he will sit, how he will choose the food items, the wine, the grapes, whatever. Now they are watching closely. Why? They want to catch him there. Whatever he did, what was not according to the custom of the Jews, they will grab him there. Teacher, you did wrong. But they failed to understand that the Lord was much more wise than any of them, more than the guests, the host, the good Pharisee who invited him. By the way, sisters and brothers, in Jesus' time, there were many good Pharisees waiting for the realization of the kingdom of God. They were. And this man, this Pharisee who invited Jesus, I'm sure, is one of those Pharisees who was known to be good in those days. In answer to the curiosity of the entire guests and the host who were watching him closely, Jesus told them a parable that was the answer to their curiosity. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable from verse 8. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor. In case someone more distinguished than you had been invited by your host, and the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place, and in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. It's a parable. And the setting is a wedding banquet. And in a wedding, things are lavish, no doubt about it. And lavish people are invited. Lavish seats are being prepared for different kinds of guests. And so the Lord said, in case you have been very fortunate to be invited to a wedding guest, a wedding feast, make sure you take the lowest place, right at the backside, or the most uncomfortable seat. But if you choose the best seat right in front, your host may have to tell you with great embarrassment, sir, I'm so sorry. This seat where you are sitting is for someone else. And here is this person. Please get up. And in great embarrassment, you will have to get up, take the lowest place or the most uncomfortable place. Uncomfortable seat. On top of that, your embarrassment among so many guests. Now, the second part of the story. In the second part of the story, the Lord says, but when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. I think the Lord Jesus was the best teacher in good manners. When we were in the minor seminary during the late 60s and mid 70s, we were taught good manners, and good manners class was held in the morning. How to greet people, even how to hold a spoon and fork, and how to chew, and when to speak during dining. We were taught, in fact, it pays off very well, even at this point of time in my life as a priest, those good manners classes. So the Lord was a distinguished teacher of good manners. And so this story he told in the banquet hall in answer to the curiosity of the hosts and all those sitting around there. It is an answer to their watching. They were watching closely what Jesus would do, the things he would pick, what he would speak. And came this beautiful parable, the parable about behaving well in a banquet hall. So when you're invited, go back to the last seat, the most uncomfortable seat. Sit there. But your host who invited you will not fail to notice you. And he will come to you and say, how comes, friend, where you sit here? Sir, your place is right there, that seat there. And to the praise and the honor of all the guests, you will be taken to a higher place to sit. And people would say, this man who took the low seat, he's not a small man. He's a big man. He's a He's a big guest. So let us honor him. And so you will be honored by your host. You will be well spoken of by fellow guests. The last sentence, verse 30. Indeed, some are last who will be first, and some who are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, the Lord concluded today's Gospel by saying, those who are thinking to be first will be the last, and the last will be first. It has connection with last Sunday's Gospel. The Lord said, many will come from the east and the west, from the north and from the south, dining in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves left out. Looking at that banquet, your mouth watering, wishing that you were there in the banquet. The Jews taught themselves to be the first raised, an upper class, the Brahmin class perhaps, in our Indian context. And all others, lower classes. In fact, the Jews call the Gentiles dogs, a worthless, an animal. But in today's Gospel, Jesus reverses. Those who think themselves to be first will be last or not even counted among the redeemed. And those who are lowest, at the lowest rung of the society, they will be raised up. They will be the first class citizens of heaven. Today's Gospel is an invitation for all people, masters and servants, teachers and students, preachers and listeners, to imbibe the virtue of humility from the Lord himself. Men, by our very nature, we are sinful, and on top of that, we are proud. Pride invades the very marrow of our bones. Pride is in all of us. When we have accomplished something great, we like to say, oh, I did it. I was there with the chief minister asking for this project. Yeah, I thought about this project before all of you thought about it. We try to boast. In the eyes of Jesus, these are the lowest in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, those who made themselves small, the poor and the humble, like in the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector who prayed in the temple, the tax collector, beating his breast, not even daring to look up, he went home justified. And the Pharisee who stood right in the middle of the temple, rejected. Pride. It's a dangerous thing, sisters and brothers. Pride is a dangerous thing that can pull us down straight to hell, where your pride means nothing. But humility, making ourselves small in the sight of God, that is pleasing to God. That is prayer. Why not choose the way of humility, simplicity, like Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, the little way. She found a new road to heaven, a new road to holiness. She invented, if you like, a new road to heaven, the little way. Picking up a pin from the floor and putting it on the table. Just a pill, picking up, putting on the table. That was the way she attained sainthood. Small things, doing small things for God's glory, that catapults us straight into heaven. And heaven, where there is always a lavish banquet, if you like, is meant for those who had made themselves small in the kingdom of God. God bless you all, and thank you.
Hello.
Chinatam radio vai gual ngai zo sie hol nuam le ngai nuam.